Let's talk to Frank Clark this morning. Frank joins us this morning from the city of Bryan. You want to put on headphones or not? Whatever you're comfortable with is fine. If you want to listen to yourself on the radio, you can do that. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit, first of all, tell us your title, because you work for the city of Bryan.
Development Liaison and Special Projects Manager.
Okay. So what does that mean in English that we'd understand?
I'm working with development, businesses, new businesses, existing businesses, and just whatever their needs are in the city, and making sure that they're taken care of. And, of course, making sure that the city's interest is taken care of.
Sure.
And then the special projects is pretty much covers anything. So.
Now, you're from Bryan?
I'm from Bryan. Graduated Bryan High in 1980.
Okay. And left here but came back. Tell us a little bit about what your background is that brings you into this job.
I graduated in 1987 with an engineering degree, took off and did product engineering, machinery design, worked as in field engineering, pretty much covered the world as far as business travels. Stayed in Alabama for about 15 years working for the same company. Left there and as a vice president of engineering, went into building houses for about 5 years. I actually built houses for about 20 years as kind of a side business. Went full-time in 2005. Over in the southeast, the housing industry crashed pretty hard about 2006 into the 2007. So from that point, I had to go back to work and got into perimeter security and government installations for as a government contractor, and did another stint around the world going to multiple U.S. embassies doing perimeter security.
Oh, wow. So, that's pretty interesting.
And then went back into engineering back over in Savannah, Georgia, and then saw an ad on the City of Bryan website about 5 months
ago. And it said, come home?
It said, come home. So I spent... couldn't wait to get out of Bryan College Station when I graduated and see what the world had to offer. And about 5 years ago, I couldn't wait to get back. So.
Have you been back since, or was when you came back in to interview for the job or whatever the first time you've been back since you left?
My family was still here. Okay. I still have relatives. So yeah. I would come back from time to time, two, three times a year during the holidays. So.
Kind of overview then, I mean, in that 30-year period, how did you see that the city had changed or advanced?
Oh, it's just changed for the good. It's... from the shopping, the restaurants, and just the growth in the directions, you know, out to College Station. Bryan has grown, you know, leaps and bounds since I was here. The park systems are great, so.
So now, as liaison, in words that we have to deal with outside the jargon, what happens? The company looks to come to Bryan, and you're a guy who can connect and answer the questions that they have?
We actually have a couple of guys there at Bryan who are working economic development, and I've been working with them. The primary focus of what my job has been is the access pipe and tube that's coming to town. It's the $120 million facility. They're supposed to employ 285 employees with a $10.5 million payroll per year. So it's a good thing for Bryan College Station. But when I started, they had pretty much a handshake deal, an agreement between the county and the city. And what I did is just kind of took that handshake deal and worked with the attorneys and put some stuff down on paper, and it would go back and forth from attorneys. And, you know, sometimes you'd reach an impasse or a problem, and you just have to sit back and ask, well, what do we got to do to solve the issue? What do we got to do to make the answer be yes? You know, what kind of caveats we've got to put onto it? So we'd work through problems like that. And finally, we're getting real close to being able to close on the property and for them to have a grand opening here and next month.
Sure.
So.
And that's just the latest in some fairly good-sized companies that have decided, again, good, clean industries, the kind of thing that I guess a community wants for their industrial side on their tax base.
Absolutely.
Now, the other thing, I guess, is now for the future, as you look forward and you see that your job grows or the definition grows, how do you see that it's going to change as far as new kinds and different kinds of companies wanting to move to Bryan?
Well, we've got the Triangle, Texas Triangle Industrial Park out on the north end of town. And, you know, and we've got the Gundler Foods that are out there now that they're trying to start up production, you know, as we speak. This access pipe and tube, they've got another 60 acres that they're purchasing there on Highway 6 that they'll do some type of manufacturing, light manufacturing. It won't be the heavy manufacturing like they're doing back on the other side of the tracks. But, you know, we've got property there. We've got the infrastructure set in place. We're getting calls every day from industries wanting to come into the Bryan-College Station area.
So. Yeah, and I guess that's the thing that people need to understand. The final thing that we see is a handshake or something in front of the cameras or in front of the microphones, but it took a whole lot of infrastructure and a whole lot of things that they needed to have prepared for them to feel like Bryan was the place to come.
Absolutely. And most of these companies go through a search committee. They may have some, somebody under contract that'll go out. They may go out themselves and just kind of fish around and see what they've got. We had a big company in about a month ago that was really interested in 300 to 400 acres. And, you know, we sit down and did a presentation to them, and this is over at the Research Valley Partnership. They've been real active in being a front for that. And one of the ladies in the office asked them, you know, after the presentations, you know, what made this area, Texas Triangle Park out here, what makes it, you know, as a possible option? And he said, well, y'all got everything we need. You've got the power, you've got the water, you've got the sewage, the gas is there, the infrastructure's in place, and it's all that we need. So, you know, that's a good thing that we're offering out there.
Yeah, and I guess, and again, since you've lived here a long time ago, back when we did the extraterritorial jurisdiction agreement with Bryan and College Station, it looked like Bryan didn't necessarily have the advantageous position. I kind of thought back then College Station got a lot of good points there, but now Bryan has space that maybe College Station wouldn't have that makes it an attractive situation for somebody who'd want to have that kind of acreage, for instance.
And that's one of the biggest things that I've seen. College Station has grown leaps and bounds since I graduated high school in 1980, and Bryan's had growth, but nothing like College Station. But Bryan's got the area now and the property, I guess, for the industrial plants.
Yeah,
and you know that's. You know, we'd like the retail and everything else in Bryan, but, you know, we do have a niche right now, and that is that industrial park out there. And there's other parks going in, too.
Yeah. Now, do you do anything as far as the residential side is concerned? We've talked about the that side.
I'm just kind of dabbling in it. I'll help some of the builders and folks out with some issues that they have and see if we can't find a solution to it.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and we hope that you'll come in, Frank, and give us some more good news as time goes by.
I'd love to.
All right, Frank Clark here from the City of Bryan this morning.